This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The recent typhoid outbreak in Kuala Lumpur has raised alarm bells and put a spotlight on the poor standard of hygiene among many eateries that we frequent. Today, we delve into the severity of the outbreak and the roles of enforcement officers in preventing the disease. Dr. Aisha Senin is the public health medical consultant at the Ministry of Health. She explains the symptoms of the infection.
The incubation period for typhoid is usually 1 to 3 weeks after exposure to the Salmonella typhi bacteria. Typhoid has a range of symptoms. The most common symptoms are prolonged fever. You can have constipation in the beginning, but later on you develop diarrhea, abdominal pain, body ache, weakness and lethargic. There is a marked loss of appetite and therefore loss of weight. In severe cases, you can have loss of consciousness, dementia, and you may have this what we call rose spots in the body.
How does the ministry respond when a typhoid case is detected?
Typhoid or any other disease, they get reported the nearest health district office. Then the Ministry of Health officers will go and investigate and verify whether these diseases are true or not. When they investigate from the patient, they will get the history where do they go for food during the past 3 weeks before the onset of the disease. And that's why our officers will go to these places and inspect. So when they inspect, they also inspect the hygiene of the food premises. And if the hygiene is compromised, then they definitely will close the premise. At the same time, they will check the food handlers. They can take the blood or the rectal swab of the food handlers. And these samples will be sent to the lab to see whether the food handlers are the cause of the outbreak.
Dr. Aisha clarifies that typhoid does not transmit from human to human and explains how the disease is highly treatable.
Typhoid is not contagious in terms of transmitted from human to human, but the disease is more prone if the hygiene condition is very bad. It is transmitted via food and drink if the carer or the food handlers do not practice hygiene. Typhoid is easily cured with antibiotics. The most common antibiotic that we use is ciprofloxacin, but your doctor can also prescribe other antibiotics that is effective to the bacteria.
She points out how typhoid infection can be prevented during the preparation of food and drinks.
One should ensure personal hygiene, such as always wash hands after using the toilet and before handling food. And you must choose your food wisely. Always eat freshly cooked food and drink. Drink safe potable water, preferably hot water. Choose clean food premises and hygienic food handlers. If you are a food handler, you need to ensure you get vaccinated against typhoid. Ensure that you observe personal hygiene. Being a food handler, you must always cook food thoroughly and adequately before you serve to the public. And use clean, treated water for washing raw food, food utensils and cooking.
The role of local authorities in keeping out disease outbreaks is highly significant. Dr. Roslan Mohamad Hussein is the health director of the Subang Jaya Municipal Council, or MPSJ. He explains the process of inspecting food premises.
We do checks a few times per week, at least. Actually, for your info, till September, we have already inspected more than 1,500 food premises. Not only because of the typhoid outbreak, because we think that food premises have to be checked frequently so that they would stick to the regulations of MPSJ. We look at how they prepare the food. For instance, the food is not allowed to be prepared on the floor. They have to be prepared on the table or something higher from the floor. Another thing, we look at the pest control, especially rats, feces or cockroaches and flies. If there are a lot of those insects or pests, we assume that the premise is unhygienic.
Dr. Roslan explains how MPSJ enforces the law in his area.
In the past, we follow the regulation made by KPKT. For first inspection, if it's unhygienic, for instance, less than 50%, we do not close the premise immediately. After 2 weeks, we will re-inspect the premise. And if it's still dirty, if it's less than 50%, then only we close. But then all the premises we inspected, which got less than 50% on the first visit, they managed to upgrade their trade. But then this month, we have already started. For each premise with less than 50%, we will close immediately.
He says, if food premises do not meet the regulations, they are required to retake the basic food handling course to retain their licenses.
Usually about how to keep their premises clean, cleanliness of the food handlers themselves, and how they should handle food is taught in the course. All food handlers must attend by right once in their lifetime, actually. But for those premises we close, the food handlers, they have to attend the course again, even though they have the certificate.
Dr. Roslan details new measures initiated by MPSJ to contain typhoid.
Now, for each food handlers without vaccination, we issue compound. So, for instance, there are two or three food handlers without vaccination in the same premise. We issue two or three compounds. Previously, we only issue one compound. So far, those who do not have vaccination, we already issued 39 compounds this year alone. The other thing, we also issued compounds if the premises do not have grease traps and pest controls. Aside from that, we also issue compound when they wash their dishes on the floor, for instance. The dishes have to be washed in a sink, and the sink has to have a grease trap. There are food premises keep making the same offense. Most probably, if they make the same offense, we will be more strict. For instance, their license can be revoked. Starting this month, we are going to close those premises with less than 50% immediately, not after 14 days. Only after 3 days, we will re-inspect. And when we are satisfied with the cleanliness, then only we allow them to reopen. If not, the closure will be continued starting this month.
That was MPSJ Health Director Dr. Roslan Mohamad Hussein. And earlier, we heard from Dr. Aisha Sernin, the Public Health Medical Consultant at the Ministry of Health. I'm Sean Tanish, reporting for BFM.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.